The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome along to The Punt. We're looking at the Premier League weekend in the company of Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern. You both well?
Yeah,
very well, yeah.
Excellent. Robbie Savage missing in action this week. I've asked him for a nap, so we'll see if he comes in with one, because there's big news at the end of the podcast about the standings. Champions League midweek, of course, no wins for the English clubs. Ron, you managed to just land that little 82-1 double on Tuesday night. 2-1-1 draws. Not bad?
Yeah.
You take that form into the weekend, you think?
I hope so. We weren't far adrift with the other two, were we?
No, I think... Derek, did you go minus two Real Madrid on Wednesday?
Yes, sure. I did.
Which I thought was ambitious, but which paid off.
Yeah.
And the other game, I think...
I'm pretty sure I went for Madrid with a start in that one. Atletico Madrid against Barcelona. Yeah.
I went for Paris Saint-Germain, definitely.
I went for Paris Saint-Germain. Yeah. It was just a Bayern Munich one that let me down in the midweek. Yeah.
Good midweek all round. Let's start with Manchester City versus Southampton. This is the 12:45 start. 4-11 Manchester City. The draw is 7-2, and Southampton are priced up at 8-1. Of course, Manchester City, with those games in hand, in pole position for the title. If you believe that it's better to not have the points on the board, they are the favourites for the bookmakers. Of course, Southampton. Ron's prophecy of the England players putting all their efforts into getting on that plane is coming true, really. Southampton on 48 points now in eighth position and having a really good finish to the season. Lost at Tottenham 3-2, but just beat Newcastle 4-0, scored four against Norwich. They beat Crystal Palace. That's all since the 3-0 defeat to Liverpool. Hard to see them going to City and getting a win here, Ron. But the way Southampton are playing, they're kind of playing a carefree style of football at the moment, aren't they? I wonder if that'll play into Manchester City's hands a little bit.
Well, it might do, but I mean, they go there without any fear, I wouldn't have thought. They have put a dent in Liverpool's home record, the only team to do so.
True.
So on any given day, when they're on top of the game, they can upset other teams. I know they give them I'm trying to think, what was the result down there? Didn't
1-1.
Yeah, and the year before they gave him a thousand, didn't they?
City beat Southampton 3-2 last season here.
The other way around.
Southampton won 3-1, didn't they?
Yeah.
In February of 2013, that was, yeah. When Puncheon got one, it was a Barry Owen goal, I think, back then, and Dzeko scored for City.
Go on, just give me the prices. I mean, logic tells you City have got to win it, but I don't know. I think once again, I think this could be almost an upset. I think City will have to be right on top of their game to win it.
How about this one then, Ron? There's a little stat here about Southampton have dropped more points from winning positions than any other team in the Premier League. 18 points they've dropped from winning positions. So they've put together this little offer: Manchester City to come from behind and win 8-1. It's got a hint of an upset,
Manchester
then, hasn't it?
City to come from behind.
Yeah, so Southampton score first.
That's decent to look at. Or take a lead, and then City
come back. 8-1 is a decent price. You wouldn't get that. Derek, if you're doing that in play and City go a goal behind, you're never going to. You'd have to be 3-0 down to go 8-1 in play.
Yeah.
Man City.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 2-0. I mean, depending on the time of the game. But if there's 10 minutes left and the 3-0 down, then there would be a big price. But, if Southampton take a lead in the first half, City wouldn't go much more than even money in play. Yeah.
It's decent. That's a decent chance.
If you think Southampton can take the lead there.
Yeah. Well, you think so. You'd have to say Southampton would score there, wouldn't they, the way they're playing?
Yeah.
I mean, both teams to score is only 4-6, which still looks a good thing even at that price. So why shouldn't Southampton get the first goal?
They were 2-0 up at Tottenham as well, weren't they, remember? And lost 3-2. So
I quite like that.
Yeah, they went a goal up at West Ham and then lost 3-1.
Yeah.
Just looking at any other. They went 2-0 up at Sunderland and drew 2-2. Interesting one.
It might have some legs.
Same at Chelsea, went 1 up at Chelsea as well and lost 3-1. So there is definitely precedent there.
I wouldn't put anybody off that. I mean, you have to say logic. Ron's right. Logic screams City because they're banging it for the title. Southampton really shouldn't have anything to play for, even though their performances suggest otherwise. But what I would say, those performances largely have come at home recently. The 4-0 against Newcastle, who anybody could have beaten, by the way. 4-2 against Norwich. Away from home, we lost at West Ham. Lost at Tottenham. It's not so clever away from home, is it?
No.
You know, they've got an excuse, really, to down tools. Yeah, I wouldn't put anybody off that 8-1 mark, Lee. No. I wouldn't put anyone off City either at 4-11, but I'd rather go 4-6, both teams to score, because that looks nailed on.
Yeah, yeah. Dzeko, I mentioned he scored in that game last season. He scored in two of his three games against Southampton. Obviously, we'll probably will figure in the team as well. So that might be worth a little look. On Dzeko to score. The headline offer is Yaya Toure to score and City to win at 2-1. Dzeko's priced at 10-11, so it'll be a little bit shorter. Probably better off going with Yaya Toure at a slightly bigger price, I guess.
Well, he looks every time he's around a box, he looks like scoring, doesn't he? Yaya Toure, you want a player. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this could be if it is quite an open game. How many goals could we see in this one? Do you think? I mean, the prices are terrible, there, can't they?
It doesn't look a bad bet.
So over 4.5 goals is 11-4.
No, 11-4 for 5 goals.
Have you seen what over 2.5 is, Eric?
No.
2-5.
Ah, well, you see, Lee.
7-4 for under 2.5.
Well,
City 2-0 win?
Well, that's it, you see. Even though I think there'll be a few goals in this, you couldn't possibly back it at that, could you?
2-5.
It's just ridiculous.
You can kind of maybe get a bit better in terms of odds by just going for different halves. You know, you can have overs in the first half or second half. That might be a way of finding a bit more value. But a City win for you Derek?
Yeah, I'm going for a City win. I thought it's not going to be a cakewalk. Southampton are going to score goals, and you know. So, but I think City will win it.
I like your one there. I like the 8-1, and I couple it up with a 3-2 final scoreline.
Derek, would you be tempted with the Man City to win in under 2.5 goals?
What price?
16-5.
Yeah, I would actually. It brings in 1-0, 2-0, doesn't it? Yeah. Why not? Why shouldn't it be? I mean, the only thing is, I do think Southampton will score, but they could be, you know, there's got to come a time for Southampton when they take the foot off the gas. Mm. And it's an excuse to do it now, isn't it, at City?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Chelsea versus Stoke is the tea time game. Chelsea 2-7, 4-1 the draw. Stoke are priced up at 11-1. Well, Chelsea kind of hit the self-destruct button in Europe, didn't they? 2-1 you could kind of take, but not 3-1. We've seen that a few times from English clubs in Europe this week where they kind of don't play brilliantly, but then letting a daft goal near the end, which could cost them dear. And Jose Mourinho's tactics of absolutely lambasting his team in public continue. 7-1 to win the title, and you look at the Premier League table, and there they sit, just behind Liverpool, 2 points behind. Admittedly, played two more games than Man City, and the running's not bad, apart from that Liverpool game. That they're all winnable games, really, if Chelsea are on top form. Then you look at Stoke, Derek. And you didn't think Stoke could really put it in last week, and they seem to have hit a nice, rich vein of form. You wonder. You know, at some point, like Southampton, you think, well, Stoke have done the work this season. They might take the foot off the pedal. But going to Chelsea, where the manager obviously got the strong links there, I wonder if this is a game where they might still put a bit in Stoke.
Well, that's it. That's the acid test, isn't it?
And difficult one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's why they're 11-1. I mean, you'll never meet Chelsea at a better time today, but they're taking right now, Chelsea, aren't they? Playing terrible. Three defeats in their last 5 matches, I think. You know, we lost against Palace, lost against Villa. They could easily lose this. There's no way I'd be backing them at these kind of odds, 2-7. I mean, why would you?
It's criminally short.
I mean, Mourinho's been telling his players that they're not going to win the title, and the only thing is they've been listening, because they've been absolutely shocked in the last few weeks, aren't they? And there were the distress signals a few weeks ago. You know, when we looked at this, I've been saying, banging on with everybody has about how bad the strikers are, but all of a sudden everything seems to be falling on Hazard to do it all. I mean, Oscar's disappeared. Will Ayane, is he that good? Ramirez, all effort.
Definitely better on the voice, I'd say.
Yeah. I'm not sure now. You know, the Terry looking as though he's past his sell-by date. Lampard did a season ago. You're looking now for Chelsea, and where's the inspiration? This is a winnable fixture for Stoke, you know. If they're at it, this is a winnable fixture. They beat them earlier in the season 3-2 at the Britannia. You know what, I'm going to give Stoke a go here, 11-1. It could well be that Chelsea might have all their eggs in the Champions League basket now. I mean, they shouldn't, because the title is still winnable for them. But the way they're talking, you know, maybe it is the Champions League or bust for them. I don't know, 11-1's worth taking a chance with Stoke for me.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Stoke are in a position now where they could finish the highest they've ever finished in the Premiership.
Definitely,
as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they have had, quietly, they had this little run to put together. Because it wasn't so many weeks ago that you're looking at them, I can't think of who the game was. They had a game and you thought, whoever comes out of that and loses, and I think it might have been when Norwich beat them. Norwich won at Stoke, didn't they?
They drew at home. Norwich drew 1-1 with them.
Yeah, but didn't Norwich beat them at Stoke?
That was
Definitely.
How long ago was that? Wow.
That
was in September time, I think.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah, there might be another
one. I know there was a game recently, within the last 5 weeks that Stoke have played, and it might have been when they went to Villa Park even. Mm. And you thought, whoever wins that...
They went to Palace, didn't they, Ron, and lost 1-0. Maybe that was...
Yeah, maybe. I thought, whoever loses that is right in it.
Yeah.
And they've gone off on a great run, by their own standards, a great run.
Their away form, we've been quite critical of their away form, Ron. They've lost a few games, obviously, but in the last, when you look at the last seven, they lost 1-0 at Palace, they lost 1-0 at Chelsea in the FA Cup, I think about 70th minute that Chelsea got the winner. They lost 1-0 at Sunderland, drew 2-2 at Southampton, lost 1-0 to City, drew with Norwich and then beat Villa. They don't get tanked by anyone, do they?
No.
At the prices, you could maybe... plus two, maybe.
When I said about they can finish higher than anything, they certainly won't be lying down in this. They'll be having a go. They will secretly fancy, like Derek said. The only thing to offset that is Chelsea at home are a totally different kettle of fish.
Seven straight clean sheets, Ron, they've had at home.
They're a totally different kettle of fish. Mm. You know, I mean, all right, they mullered the Arsenal 2 or 3 weeks ago. I tell you what might be. Remember, a few years ago, Chelsea used to be a good bet to win it in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
That might come out of this, because I can see them making a contest of it still.
Yeah, so...
That might be... All square at half time, Chelsea to win the second half.
Yeah, 3-1 that is. The draw half time.
I know you're trying to angle us, Lee, towards Stoke with a star, but I always think for a team that are 11-1, in other words, in bookies' eyes, no chance. With a two goal start, they're odds on.
Yeah,
I always think there's a massive, it's not good enough quite right there.
I mean, you are getting three results, aren't you?
Yeah,
you are getting. I know. What you're getting,
you're chinned on that bet if Chelsea win by two goals.
Yes, you are.
You know, for a team that's 4-11 or whatever they are, that's well within their comfort.
But that would have landed in all those away games, Derek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that I just named. It would have landed in all seven of those.
Yeah, and it would have landed in the last two seasons at Chelsea as well. They've lost 1-0 in the last two seasons.
I mean, it's not the sort of bet I'd have because it's a bit short for me.
Yeah, 17-20.
I can understand why some people might go for it.
Yeah.
There's another one of those little Opta stats here as well, similar to the Man City one. This is. Mourinho's side have recovered 10 points from losing positions on home soil this season. That's more than any other team in the top flight. So being a goal down, coming round to win the game, 9-1. I can sense a little double.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be. I mean, it's a daft little double, but it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that both City and Chelsea, go a goal down and then come back to win the. I'll see if you can. No, it's not letting me have that double, but. I'm sure you could have it if you requested it.
Yeah, hence the reason why I go with the no score at half time.
Mm-hmm.
Or not no score, all square at half time, and Chelsea to win it in the second half.
Full out
I'm
on the
for Stoke here. Yeah, I can sense an upset in the air.
Yeah, fair enough. Sunday we've got two games. The first one is a biggie: Everton versus Arsenal. 6-4 Everton, 21-10 the draw, and Arsenal 2-1. So Everton the favs in this one. The draw is a slight outsider. Arsenal sit in the middle of the three. Obviously, the battle for fourth place is on the minds of both of these clubs. I think I'm right in saying Everton are 11-4 to claim the fourth spot in the Premier League. They've got a game in hand on Arsenal as well, remember. Big game, this one.
Finally.
Oh, it's a massive game, this, isn't it?
You just get the sense
that Everton just might have the better temperament at the moment, Ron. I mean, that performance from Arsenal against Manchester City, especially in the second half, was, I don't know if it was inspired by Scholes' harsh words about their midfield, but they looked a different team, didn't they, Arsenal?
Well, they're one down. They've got their own pride. They're playing at home, and they know they've got to do something. They hadn't had a good start. And no matter who you are, if you're a decent player, your own pride in your performance drives you on in that respect.
Mm.
I got a funny feeling that this is the first time Everton, apart from cup games, have been in a must-win situation. I got a funny feeling that might work against them.
Really?
Yeah. What's Arsenal's track record like? It's good.
It's good. They've won there.
That's what I thought.
Three times and drawn twice in the last six seasons.
Yeah, and I think they'll win.
Yeah.
I see Ramsey might be playing as well.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
I'll go for an Arsenal win. I know they've only lost once or something, Everton, in about 14 months, haven't they?
Yeah,
a tremendous record this season, haven't they?
Yeah. I just got a feeling when I start looking at the team man for man, I think Arsenal, it's a place they do well at.
Yeah.
I'm going to fancy Arsenal to win it.
Yeah, he's back in training, Ramsey. Like you say, Koscielny, Ozil and Wiltshire are all out of the trip, but Ramsey and Monreal both back in training this week, so... Mm.
Arsenal, I mean, yeah, the odds surprised me.
Yeah,
Everton's such clear favourites. You know, Arsenal 2-1. I'm guessing it's the first time Everton have ever been favourites. No, not ever, but in the last, you know, in the Premier League era, really, favourites to beat Arsenal, even with home advantage. But I do fancy the Blues. I actually think they're a far better team than Arsenal right now. And I know they lost at Arsenal in the cup recently, didn't they? Early on in March. But remember that game in the league at Arsenal, the 1-0 game. Everton looked really good when nobody gave them much of a prayer. And you know you can't knock their recent results, Everton. They've been fantastic.
Think they are though, Derek. This is an acid test for them in a way. Because they've got knocked out of cup competition, you think, well, that is their they were their best chances of winning silverware, and now this is another test when they've been to the Fulhams, they've been to places, the Newcastle, and got great results, but you never really have been taking much notice of them. We've always said, yeah, doing well, maybe faded a bit, come back again, but I think this is the first pressure game they've had for a long, long time. Apart from the Derby match.
Anyway, which they obviously failed. Didn't pass the test there,
That's
did they?
That's what I'm on about now. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they react when there's an expectancy on them.
Yeah, fair point.
I've got a feeling Arsenal might just go there with more know-how.
Yeah. It troubles me, this fixture, because I look there and I fancy Everton, but the odds, I'm surprised at. I should not be going for Everton 6-4. I thought it'd be more than that.
By the way, on my private bet, I've got Everton in the draw.
Have you? Yeah. I'm going to go for Blues. It's a troubling fixture, this one, though.
Yeah. To be fair, we haven't mentioned the draw, but that's actually a massive player in this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
If you think about it, all the things that you've said, it might just balance it out. Just to prove how good a season Everton have got, this is their best ever points tally after 31 games. Surpassing the 57 they got in 2007-2008. So well done to the entire club there. Martinez showing how to take a club on and improve it. The other interesting stat is no team has ever had 60 or more points after 31 games and not finished in the top four. And both Everton and Arsenal have got got 60 or more points, shows how many points have been gained this season in the Premier League. Interesting one. So an Arsenal win for you, Ron, at 2-1. And Everton for you at 6-4. I'll take the draw just to even it out. West Ham versus Liverpool is on at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. West Ham are 13-2. The draw is 100-30, and Liverpool are priced up at 4-9. Now they sit top of the table. If they win everything from here on in, they are the Premier League champions. Steven Gerrard's just got the Player of the Month award from the Liverpool fans. I was talking the midweek about maybe Suarez is a unbackable favourite for Player of the Year. I just wonder how much the other footballers would. Would they give it to Suarez over Gerrard, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I think I've said every week for a few weeks, he's been overlooked, Gerrard, because he's had a great season.
That's what I thought. There's been a massive gamble on him first.
Suarez is the standout player, isn't he?
Yeah. I just wondered what the players' view of Suarez was still. I mean, undoubtedly an amazing player, but still,
I think
they put that to the back of their minds. Yeah, the biting and all the rest of it.
I think if you said to anybody at any club, which player would you take to make your side champions, they'd all go for Suarez.
Yeah, who'd have thought that the Premier League would be a great example of rehabilitation, Derek?
Yeah,
what a transformation in the guy's character. You're kind of still waiting for him to do something crazy, but he seems to have eradicated it out of his personality.
I preferred him the old way. I did. I loved him for
it. Have you seen the bet on the special bet about Suarez, Derek? The bet on whether he will break the Premier League record. Andy Cole and Alan Shearer both got 34 in a single season. It's even money for him to break that record. Suarez,
29.
30. He's on 29 from 27 at the minute. So Suarez to score 35 or more goals is even money. Suarez to score 34 or less is 8-11. 6 games left away at West Ham, at Norwich, and at Crystal Palace, at home to Chelsea, Man City, and Newcastle.
Oh, he'll get them.
Doable, isn't it?
He'll get them all against Norwich.
He gets a hat trick against Norwich every time he plays, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Even money. 11. I mean, it's not quite big enough. Even money, is it? But it's an interesting bet.
Well, I mean, if he carry, why should he not carry on this current rate? Apart from the Chelsea City games, all right, let's leave them out. He might not score against them, but the other four, he's only got to get just over a goal a game, and he'll get that.
Yeah,
yeah, he'll get that.
His home scoring record has been much better than his away this season. But like you say, he is playing teams who will give them chances. What about the game, Derek? West Ham again having a nice finish to the season, 37 points, so they're probably safe, and they will be safe if they just get another point or two, you'd imagine.
Well,
can they thwart Liverpool here?
No, because I think after the result, their last result, West Ham, they were talking about being safe. In fact, the way I read it, I thought I must check the league table. They were talking as though they were almost mathematically safe. Maybe it's some quirk of the fixture list that makes
them. I haven't worked that out actually, but 37 is usually the barrier, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they were definitely talking as though that was it. You know, they were staying up. So, you know, it could be an element of down tools here. Liverpool have got a good recent record at West Ham, three wins in the last four visits there. Instinctively, as a Liverpool fan, I know that they're too short here, but I hate West Ham. I think they're a terrible side, and they've got nothing to play for. So how can I not back Liverpool, especially the form they're in? It has to be Liverpool.
Yeah, I haven't looked at all the different fixtures and all the permutations, but you look at Cardiff could possibly get 44 points.
I think it's probably something to do with who they play.
Yeah, But I mean, they're there or thereabouts, aren't they, Ron? West Ham, and well done to the manager. You wonder if the West Ham fans will go the other way. I was going to say, you know, after the publicity of it, and be really.
If I was Sam, now come out, boo us onto the field.
Yes,
you probably will.
I'm forever booing West Ham.
The win at Sunderland was massive for them, though, wasn't it? The win at Sunderland for West Ham.
Oh, yeah. And they played quite well, actually.
Yeah, no surprise. Right. Carroll getting a goal up in the northeast. Yeah. Scored against his mum's a Sunderland supporter. He had to apologise to his mum, didn't he?
That's right,
Andy Carroll. His mum's been apologising to the rest of us for years.
Say no more. I got a feeling this might almost be Liverpool's hardest game of the season, you know.
Right.
I don't think for a minute West Ham will, be on the beaches, as they say. I think they'll be having a right go, particularly you've got the Downing Carroll factor,
mm-hmm.
who obviously, whatever they say, left under a cloud. You know, they were kicked out, more or less, not required, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a feeling that Sam would love to upset the apple cart and all his detractors and his critics in the journalist world.
who are you referring to there? I read in the paper this week that Stuart Downing said he had no regrets about leaving Liverpool for West Ham. There it was. I was looking for the April Fool joke in the mirror, and there it was all that time.
We're going to join
West Ham from Liverpool.
I'm
no
going
regrets.
To go for what price are West Ham?
West Ham are 13-2, Ron.
The draw.
100-30.
I don't think West Ham will get beat. You know, I've got a funny old feeling that I've looked at this fixture for a long time. I thought. That might be the fly in the ointment.
13-2. The score draw is 9-2. West Ham to win and both teams to score 8-1.
West Ham have got a score.
Yeah, well, and you'd be amazed if they beat Liverpool to nil.
They're not going to be a 0-0. You know, like the Crystal Palace have done it a couple of times and things like that, where they've upset the apple cart. I think this could be one of those. And actually, I don't think it'd be a terrible point if Liverpool got a point. I don't think it'd be a terrible one.
A few stats around this one. If you want a little bit of an outsider in the goal-scoring ranks, Glenn Johnson scored in three of his last five games against his former club West Ham, including his last two trips to their ground. He's 6-1 to score any time in the match, which you might want a bit bigger than
Gattles
that.
Gattles and the Downing. Downing's not scored for them, has he?
I don't think he's scored for anyone, has he?
Yeah.
For a long, long time. 8-1 he is, Ron. Carroll's 100-30.
Yeah.
Big prices.
I don't normally fancy Carroll to score against anybody. I know he scored last week, but
Liverpool can be a bit susceptible though at the back, can't
gonna
they?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, they've done well. Agger and Skrtel this year. There might be a booking or a sending off when Skrtel and him go head to head in the box, might not.
Three own goals in the last three matches between these two as well.
I like that. I'm going to go the score draw. 9-2 or something.
I've got another. You know that Man City and Chelsea bet that I gave you. Well, Liverpool have dropped more points from winning positions than any other team in the Premier League away from home. 12. It's 18-1 for West Ham to come from behind and win and keep that and add to that stat. So the 18-1, the 8-1, the 9-1. So all three of the top three to go a goal down. City and Liverpool to go down and win, and for Liverpool to go a goal up and lose is 1,710-1. It's got to be worth a quid.
Can I have that as my bet of the week?
You still keep your second.
What are we going for then?
Liverpool for me.
Score draw.
Tottenham versus Sunderland is the Monday night game. 6-10 Tottenham at home, 11-4 the draw, and 5-1 the price for Sunderland to win this one. Sunderland still got two games in hand, but fast running out of time.
They just seem to lose and still have two games in hand.
I don't know when they're going to finally play these games. But they're second bottom on 25 points. Tottenham are sixth with 56 points. The season, I mean, God knows what's happening at Tottenham. No one quite seemed like Tim Sheldon was on his bike after the weekend defeat to Liverpool, where they were probably as lackluster as many other team as any team this season. I would suggest maybe Newcastle at Southampton was up there as well. Two teams who are struggling for a bit of form. Tricky one. I was saying beforehand, having backed them to go down, I'm a little bit aggrieved that they haven't been docked a point for when they played the ineligible player at Southampton and got a point.
There's plenty of precedent for it, wasn't it?
There you go.
If they're safe by one point, if they finish above the bottom by one point, we'll be kicking each other.
Could be a West Ham type argument from the other clubs as well, couldn't there?
I mean, I've seen both of these sides at close quarters recently against Liverpool, and it's hard to say who were worse against Liverpool. Sunderland got the better result. They could evenly sneak the draw, but I watched that game close quarters, and I couldn't believe how poor Sunderland were. They never looked like scoring a goal. I mean, they defended quite well, but I just thought they were terrible. And then Tottenham were even worse on Sunday, and their odds on 1-2 to beat Sunderland. I think they will, because if they played anywhere near the best, they'd walk all over Sunderland, because Sunderland are where they deserve to be. You know, they're a bad side. And I'm going to go for Tottenham, because I can't believe they could play as badly as the Liverpool performance again. I've got to give Tottenham another chance here.
Gus Poyet going back, Ron, to one of his former clubs.
Yeah, you've got to fancy Tottenham. You have to fancy Tottenham. They must have, you know, all right, the Southampton thing. I thought Southampton would have done them, but, you know, they managed to turn that around. You'd have to fancy them against what is now looking a very, very ordinary Sunderland team. I mean, I know they have a system and they play. I can't believe he didn't start with Johnson in that last game.
It's just strange, that, wasn't it?
You know, particularly after his performance. I mean, he left Keane, didn't he, after the Liverpool, when they put them both on as subs.
I can't believe
that.
Their away form is pretty poor as well, Derek, isn't it? You know, they've lost five on the bounce now, Sunderland, conceding 4-3, 3-2-2. It's not great. And Tottenham, you know, the Arsenal defeat and the Man City defeat apart, they win, you know, pretty regularly, don't they, at home? So it looks quite straightforward if you forget what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, exactly.
One thing I don't get, I mean, Sherwood seems to be a little bit lost in his own world at the moment, Ron. I mean, looking from afar. And when we talked about this the other week, didn't we, about sitting up in the stand, he just seems to be making some strange decisions. The rumours were that he had a bit of a bust up. He's obviously a little bit of a hothead, which is fine. You know, fans especially like to see passionate managers and all that. But he must know that he's not going to be there at the end of the season.
I tell you what, I don't think he should be doing. I don't think he should be making quotes like... I'm still learning the job. Theoretically, you never stop learning the job. No. What I'm saying is, he shouldn't be coming out in public and saying that. Because all of a sudden, people go, his credence will go, won't it? They go, well, I ain't going to be.
The players. Yeah.
We got a learner in charge of the club. Or we got, you know.
So Tottenham for both of you?
Yeah, Tottenham.
Yeah,
for me.
60 hours of betting radio, week in, week out. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
The non-TV games, let's start with Hull versus Swansea. 17-10 Hull, 21-10 the draw, and 17-10 for Swansea. So the traders aren't quite sure about it, because there's a little bit of value whichever argument you can make here, guys. Hull are 14th with 33 points and Swansea are 13th with 33 points.
And Hull have got an FA Cup semi-final.
That's right, looming fast. The home form in all competitions has been all right. They don't do the same thing twice very often at all. Hull, I'm just looking for the last time they had the same result.
Because I'm fancying a draw.
Last one was 2-0. They've gone. I'm just looking. I don't think they've strung like two wins, two draws, or two losses together. They had two draws No, they haven't. I'm right. Yeah, they haven't had the same result twice. So they've in the last six, they've lost one at home. Swansea haven't won away from home. for a while since beating Birmingham in the FA Cup, and before that it was when they beat Man U inside the new year.
They've only drawn 6 games, Hull, this year.
Whereas Swansea have drawn a few, haven't they?
Yeah. Thinking, ironically, you think you want to leave people like... How many points have they got? Just remind me.
33.
Again. 33.
They're creeping there, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, that's 7 points clear of Cardiff, right? I mean, you know, there's no way Cardiff, Sunderland and Fulham are going to spring that sort of form up, are they, from anywhere?
They're pretty safe, aren't they? We wouldn't have thought so from a distance.
No.
But when you're in that position, Steve Bruce, you're always thinking they can.
Yeah, of course.
The favourable thing he's got in this is his two most likely match winners can both play, can't they? The two centre-forwards, so he doesn't have to worry about that. I mean, I was just wondering whether, like, the likes of Huddleston and people like that, he might just keep out to make sure there's no injury, no sending off or anything that affects the semi-final the week after. I do actually fancy a draw. I do fancy a draw.
If they each get a point, they'd be made up, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, it knows them just that little bit fair. The safety, no damage done.
Yeah.
And Hull got a cup semi-final coming up. Swansea got the momentum behind them, I think. You know, Hull have lost 4 of the last 5. But you wouldn't back in Swansea at short odds to win away from home. They've only won 3 away from home all season. I think the draw, I'm with Ron. Yeah. I think the draw looks absolute nailed on.
What do you think about the... I don't know if you looked at the goals, Derek. I mean, Hull don't... You know, Hull's home games don't often feature that many. 2-0 win over West Brom, lost 2-0 to Man City. There was a 4-1 against Newcastle, 1-0 Southampton, and so on and so forth. But Swansea, I mean, score and leak goals away from home for fun. Over 2.5 goals in this match is priced at 13-10. I don't often see it that big.
No.
It's normally at 10 to 11 at the very biggest, isn't it? Or maybe even money. Seems a big price, that, for 3 goals in the match.
I've just got the feeling here, though, Lee, of a non-event.
Oh, right, OK.
You know, I just think it'll be a sort of, we don't try too hard and we won't either. A little point to do with nicely.
OK.
I might be wrong. We might well be right, but that's just the feeling again.
Yeah. The Aston Villa Fulham match next. 21-20 Villa, 9-4 the draw, and 14-5 for Fulham. The Villa fans and Belgian fans rocked by the news yesterday that Benteke has done his ligaments in training. Ron, that's an awful injury for him, and and for Villa. I mean, luckily Villa have got enough points on the board, you'd think, to get through to safety. But the record when he doesn't play isn't particularly great. He still, even though he hasn't had a great season, he's still scored the majority of their goals for them. Agbonlahor's a doubt with an illness, struggling for forward. Is this a chance for Fulham to get some points on the board?
Do you know, the daft thing, I've been looking at this all week and thinking, is that the one? Is that, I know Fulham don't fill you with confidence, but a Villa team sort of without possibly their two most effective front players. Oh, somewhere, tell me some Fulham prices.
Well, the 14-5 to win. So,
14-5
yeah,
to win.
So not far off 3-1 to win the game. 1-0 is 11-1 to Fulham. 2-0, 20-1. 2-1, 11-1. So I'm looking here. I was looking at the goal scorers, and you can see why they're down where they are. Mitroglou is 9-4 to score any time.
He won't even play.
No, I mean, there's not.
There ain't anyone play again this season.
I'm just looking at, you know, the lack of goals in there. I mean, Holtby scored against Cardiff, didn't he? De Jager got one against away at West Brom.
I mean, I fancy Hagelaar to score more than any of the others.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace went to Villa and won. What do you call it? Went there. Stoke
Man United.
Stoke went there and won. Behave.
Sheffield United went there and won.
Sheffield United went there and won. So. Just got a feeling Fulham might just get something out of the game. Whether they've got enough to win it, I don't know.
Do you reckon the traders, Derek, have kept this at 14-5 just to stop you back in the 3-1 rule?
Well, I know that Villa were odds on all week, weren't they? Mm. And now they're 21-20. Is that because of the Benteke business?
I presume so.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they regretting not selling him for $25 million earlier? You know,
yeah,
he hasn't played all season, really, has he? Now he's out for another 6 months. I can't back Villa at short odds. They're coming into this on the back of 2-4, 1-poundings. They're not that good a side anyway. But I can't get worked up about Fulham either. I'm just looking at the Fulham team and I'm thinking, where's the threat? Where are they going to score? I just don't see it. I can't see anything there. Draw for me.
I think that's the safest one.
Gone 15 away games without a clean sheet. The Fulham, that's the longest run of any team in the Premier League this season so far.
What's a no-score
draw?
11-1 run. What do you say, Derek? Sorry.
About the league, I mean, he looked a decent player, didn't he, for Wigan? Mm. He's done nothing for them. Yeah. The no-score draw, 11-1, that looks a bit, looks on the big side to me.
Yeah, and this fixture's got a history of low goals. Just 6 goals scored in the last 5 matches between these two sides. So that has got some legs, hasn't it? Let me give you the price for Roddy Yeager now, because after you've just given him the kiss of death, he's going to score 100-30 to get a goal, Roddy Yeager, in this match.
Yeah, yeah.
Cardiff Crystal Palace 29-20 Cardiff. The draw is 2-1 and Palace are 21-10. Cardiff 18th with 26 points. Crystal Palace are 5 points superior to them in 16th position. Obviously a big game. Probably the draw would be a good result for Crystal Palace, you'd say, Derek, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And Cardiff need all 3, obviously.
Well, if you're Tony Pulis, you're saying to your lads here, listen, avoid defeat and we're okay. If we lose this, all of a sudden Cardiff we're right back into it with Cardiff then. A point and it keeps them well at bay. Mm. And that's what he'll go for. He's been doing it great all season, making Palace hard to beat. I'm not saying they're going to go beat Cardiff, because Cardiff do score goals, but not against sides that are just going to play 11 men at the back that Palace are going to do. I'm going to just, the only bet I'm going to go for here is Palace to keep a clean sheet, which I think, Lee, is 9-4 Cardiff not to score. That is a massive price.
Yeah. The one thing about Cardiff recently, Ron, is they've been scoring some goals. They scored 3 against Fulham, 1 at Everton, 3 at home to Liverpool, and 3 away at West Brom, of course. Jordan Much has been scoring a few goals for them.
Who?
Jordan Much, yeah.
The other one I fancy is centre half's got a couple, hasn't he? Norton.
Corkhead.
Who did I say?
Norton.
Norton's the one that's still at Tottenham, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, Colker's priced up. He's 7-1 to get a goal.
One all draw, Colker to score.
Let me get that up. We'll have to put him in as a first goal scorer, because you can't just have an any time goal scorer on that kind of bet. But Colker to score first in a 1-1 draw is priced up at, you ready for this? 160-1.
Oh, get it in, Ron.
Oh, that's my bet. that is my bet. Go on, Mike.
Derek, what are you going for?
Palace to keep a clean sheet, 9-4.
Yeah, decent enough price, isn't it? Norwich versus West Brom is the next game. Norwich are priced up at 29-20. West Brom are 21-10, and it's 2-1 the price for the draw. Pepe Mel's not had the easiest start to his management career in English football. Now he's got some sort of crazy dressing room bust up to sort out as well. Mourinho's been smacked basically after being an idiot and giving the ball away, and the story kind of came out, Ron, this week that he was threatening to sue one of his teammates over it, or was threatening to take legal action over it, which is ludicrous in anyone's book, isn't it?
They could have took legal action against him
giving
they
that ball
sued
away
him for not wasting the time
it's harsh, and I understand why people who don't like football or don't really watch football would say it's that's not the way, but he did deserve something, didn't he, for doing that?
Yeah.
He won't do it again, will he?
No.
Let's be fair.
I'll tell you what, I'm amazed the manager didn't get in and crack him, never mind the player. Yeah. But there you go, he's only a kid.
The senior players looked absolutely crestfallen though, Ron, didn't they? That could be the end of their Premier League, campaign.
Well, and yet I still maintain they've got better players than any of the others.
You look at that, Sessegnon in there, and,
they've got good players apart from
Morrison.
They haven't got a centre forward, that's the biggest problem. Going to Norwich, can win at home, can't they? That's, and did he score again last week? Snodgrass, I don't know his name.
Did he hit the post or something?
Yeah,
Ronnie? I remember you gave him a good mention. I'm sure he hit the post. They haven't lost a home game, since the 28th of December. They've drawn a few of those, admittedly, but they've won 3 and drawn 4 of the last 7 in all competitions, one of those being the cup match against Fulham. Beating Tottenham, beating Sunderland, beating Hull, drew in Newcastle City and Stoke.
I think we start from the premise, I don't think Norwich will get beaten.
Right, yeah.
Whether we fancy West Brom enough to go there and get a point. I don't think West Brom can win it. West Brom won't win it, I don't think. But West Brom, when you look at the back four and the midfield and things like that, they have got people that can hold out. They've got some decent players in the defence and middle third of the team. It's the front players that can't score, really. Mm. And yet they got 3 last week, of course. I'm going to go for a Norwich win.
I agree with Ron about West Brom not being able to win, not away from home at Norwich. You've got a better defensive record than Liverpool at home. Mm. Only Chelsea and Man City have conceded fewer on home soil. Quite incredible for a team that's, you know, in the thick of the relegation fight.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, they're playing up against a team who are out of forward, so they ain't going to get beat. Whether they'll win, I agree with Ron. West Brom got better players than they're showing now. I'm going to go for the draw. It's only because it's a bigger price and it's just as likely an outcome, the draw for me.
Yeah. Incidentally, with West Brom's troubles, the Canaries have seen the most opposition players sent off against them this season, along with Hull, 6. With West Brom's troubles, if they're starting to get a bit niggly, whether it be each other or the opposition, it's 15-4 for a red card in the match. Final game is Newcastle versus Manchester United. 3-1 Newcastle, 9-4 the draw. Man U, even money. Has this got the feeling of a nothing game, guys? Or Man United still going to be going for it in the league with that huge game round the corner in the Champions League run?
I'll tell you, the first thing you've got to do is try and get a lineup. Remy, is he back?
Yeah, well, the chances are he will be. The last 14 league games Newcastle played, they failed to score in 10 of them.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
a couple where they have scored, Derek, have been very, very late. 91st minute kind of jobs,
right.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
Would you not then run in this situation where they finally got a tiny bit of momentum, they finally got some sort of, you know, United front, for want of a better phrase? Would you not want to carry that on and go and try and beat Newcastle and take it in?
I mean, I think they can win in Munich, by the way. I think they'll have to play very, very, very well. But
April Fool was Tuesday, Ron.
Yeah, I was there. I tell you, I wasn't totally convinced about Munich as I've been about Barcelona in the past.
Yeah, same here.
You know, you look at them, you think, well, yeah, they got power. If you're brave enough to stick forwards up the field, mm-hmm. two of them, and just hit, all right, defend as deep as you like against them, like they did, but be brave enough to throw things forward. You know, like when Welbeck got clean through.
Yeah.
I'd been advocating, stay up the field, getting back to this game. I just got a fancy that Newcastle might get something out of this. I think Newcastle might win it. I think their priorities might be slightly higher than United's.
Mm. Man United have got the best away record in the Premier League,
yeah.
Derek, haven't they?
I know.
30 exactly. from 40. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, really? Yeah.
And they're even money. I think United are nailed on it. I think Newcastle are already at the beach. You know, the shock and that record, goal scoring record in the last 14 matches is diabolical. They don't seem to be playing. The performance last week was pitiful. And they're playing United. You say you've got a slight bit of momentum, United. I think you've got more than that, you know, Lee. Olympiacos 3-0, West Ham 2-0, Villa 4-1.
That's what Bayern, I kind of meant, yeah.
1-1.
Yeah.
You know, that's decent. That is like the form of Man United of old.
Are you going for Man United, Derek?
Yep, I'm going for Man United.
I don't know what's happened here. This is a complete reversal of what normally happens.
That is amazing.
Let's get a bet of the week from the guys. I'll pick Robbie's because he hasn't sent one in. The standings, Derek, you're £22.50 ahead of Robbie.
Excellent.
When I was totting up, you've had a really good run actually recently. You had the Newcastle Palace winner, you had 64 winner before that, a 6-5 winner before that, 23-10, 11-10, they're all in the last like 6 or 7 weeks. So you've overtaken him. I'll pick Robert, so that'll probably put you further ahead. you can go first if you like.
All right, Ron won't have this one anyway. I'm going to go for Stoke plus a goal at Chelsea, 11-4.
I'm going to go for what's his name?
That big 160-1.
Yeah. Oh, Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
What was it? It was
Kolka
to score first. And a 1-1.
Yeah.
For Ron at 160-1.
I would love to learn one of them just on the last day of the season. Pick that one out.
I'm going to go with United at even money.
Slowly, catching Newcastle. The monkey. Man, yeah, that's a decent price.
I've got to oppose Newcastle, I think, really. Yeah. Thank you very much, Derek. Cheers, Ron.
Cheers, lads.
I'll speak to you next week. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.